Good day. 7 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Doug is at our station in Las Vegas, KNUU, making his way back into the studio. Roberta Fasanelli joins us.
Where is she?
Hello.
She is here. And a very special guest, Dudley.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is
Hello,
here
Michael.
To talk about the state of... Why are you pandering to him? Do you really love him?
Because I love Michael.
Oh, come on. You really? Or are you just saying that because you want him to treat you well?
Well,
be the first
too.
Time.
What
yeah,
can
yeah,
he
yeah.
do for her? She's got everything.
What can Michael do for
Michael, what can you do for Roberta?
Oh, I could be her friend. I could be her friend.
See? You right. better be nice, Roberta.
Roberta's great. I love Roberta.
Listen to this. All right. That is not the reason we invited Michael. Okay.
You guys, man, are making me
Michael
sick.
Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers, and as such, I have invited him here to talk about the world of spoken word radio, talk radio, if you will, and all of its various sizes and shapes. Actually, we've done this before. Michael, every year at the National Association of Broadcasters for the last number of years, has presented sort of a treatise, if you will. And because so many people are interested in what we do, certainly on the radio, conversation radio has much more prominence than most anything else that's on the radio. Is it because of the people who are listening? Is it because of the people who are presenting?
I actually have some tape of his speech last year. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
If you talk about hope, you are derided as being naive. If you're really good at bad-mouthing people, you can get a radio talk show.
That was Michael Harrison.
There we go. Round of applause for Michael Harrison. Hooray.
Great.
Okay, so anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Michael presents to the National Association of Broadcasters meeting in Chicago this year. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there actually later on today. And I always enjoy having Michael give us his insight into this. We have a lot of very interesting people in this field. Do you not agree, Michael?
I mean, that's what it's about. This field is about interesting people. If there aren't interesting people in this field, there is no field. Mm-hmm. And it's just quite boring.
Right. Well, there were a few of those around, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are some windbags out there or blowhards or bloviators. But the fact of the matter is some of the most interesting personalities running around today, certainly media personalities, are in talk radio. And not just news talk, all kinds of talk radio, sports talk radio, lifestyle radio, you know, relationship radio. There's a lot of conversation going on out there between a lot of fascinating individuals.
Why is it that sports talk radio has taken off seemingly so much in the last year?
Two things. One, because sports have taken off over the last few years on a level that we never could have imagined when we were kids. I mean, sports is or are, depending on whether you're looking at it as the singular or the plural, sports are huge in America. People are passionate about it, so it makes sense they'll want to talk about it. And some of the best talk radio shows are in the sports talk world. And they're not just about sports. I mean, they're personality-oriented. They talk about lifestyles. They talk about gender relations. They talk about all kinds of things. And but sports is like, you know, they say sports are a microcosm of life. Well, sports talk radio is sort of a microcosm of radio. It's local. It's national. It's got all kinds of rah-rah team, only it's kind of healthy.
And it's ever-changing, Michael. There's always something new to talk about.
Right. Every single day it's evolving. There are races. There are all kinds of little human dramas going on.
It keeps it interesting.
Is it more interesting than issue-oriented political talk radio, news talk radio?
Is it more interesting? That's a difficult question. That's subjective. I wish that issue-oriented political talk radio sometimes were as good as sports talk radio from a broadcasting standpoint, but I can't say it's more interesting. That's a generalization. It's certainly not necessarily as important. I mean, when you're talking about the economy and you're talking about, you know, war and peace and life and death, it's certainly more important than whether or not your team has a good quarterback or you make the playoffs. So it's apples and oranges. But the one thing that's the same is the interest factor and the passion. And again, remember, I'm talking about this from a standpoint of broadcasting. I'm not here talking about stuff from a standpoint of which way the world is going, although we talk about that too. How much impact we have on which way the world is going is subject to interpretation.
So in terms of talk, and the reason, again, I think that people who are listening right now to this program are inherently connected. That's why they're listening. They're connected to what is going on in the world, because no matter whether it's a news talk radio station, a lot of the stations that I'm on are news talk stations that do a lot of politics. I don't do politics on this program. I don't know whether we would appropriately put it in the lifestyle category you were talking about. I think that's mainly what it is that we're trying to do here. But we're not, I say collectively, the folks who are on this program with me and me are not necessarily what everybody's cup of tea is. And that when the news media refers to this cabal of right-wing radio as if everybody on the air were doing the same thing, it becomes nauseous to me.
What makes you nauseous? The fact that there's so much right-wing radio, or the fact that it's stereotyped that way by the news media?
Maybe a little of both.
Yeah, I mean, I consider myself the remedy to stereotyping. I'm out there trying to talk about all the different kinds of talk radio.
Yeah.
Because there really are different kinds of talk radio. But because talk radio deals about issues that people are passionately subjective about, people like to paint the messenger with their dislike of the message. And, talk radio is all conservative, or, talk radio is all stupid, or, when it isn't true. There are all kinds of talk radio out there. The media, meaning the mainstream mass media that talks about talk radio because it's interesting, does try to paint it with a broad brush that it's all conservative, that it's all angry, and that it's all middle-aged white men. And that is not true.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present Al Sharpton.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe middle-aged black guys, too. But it isn't just about color. But there is so much going on, and we have the opportunity to be so interesting to bring people around to understanding what's going on. And that's what it is. Many people will tell you, Michael Harrison, that they get their news by listening to conversations on conversation programs.
Well, that's like getting your news from the lady that lives over the fence in your backyard or at the grocery store. One should get one's news from a variety of sources, and I still don't know if that's enough. There's so much happening in the world, and the state of journalism is so, shall we say, wanting at this point that I don't know whether one should get their news from what is basically an entertainment medium. And let's face it, the world's a stage, and entertainment really is the primary motivation for even the all-news stations, let alone talk shows. We're so concerned in an ADD society and a competitive society for ratings, for eyeballs and readers, as they say, and ears, that sometimes news operations do what they have to do to make their stuff compelling, interesting, fascinating, and entertaining, more so than necessarily informative or serving the public need.
What's the role of technology today in what we are listening to?
Changing everything in terms of what people consider to be the media. I mean, even the new media is old already. I mean, you know, to talk about the Internet changing everything is old stuff. The Internet already has changed everything. When people talk about, the Internet is coming and we have to get ready for websites and social media, this is already part of the culture. The new media is old. What we call the old media is ancient, where, the clock is ticking and things are moving faster and faster, and the world is changing rapidly, and technology influences our culture so much more than we even realize, that I think the base of all the change and the base of all the culture is, in fact, the technology. This age that we live in right now is being defined by the Internet, and the Internet is impacting everything that we consider to be traditional media, television with channels, radio, AM and FM on your radio dial. All of this is changing, and all these different media are merging into new appliances that, look at the commercials on TV. We're giddy with our fascination for our telephones, our mobile devices, our different ways of getting music, our different ways of having instant movies in our house, our connection to our friends through social media. It's all one big, swirling, instantaneous conversation happening in our heads.
Michael, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. I was thinking the other day about radio back, you know, when I was growing up, or, you know, even when I was 13, 14 years old, listening to my classic rock jocks. And, you know, you hear that mysterious voice coming out of the speaker, and you wonder in your head what that person looks like. Well, nowadays they don't have to wonder. They can go to our website and see us streaming, and they can become our Facebook friends and Twitter friends. And we have listeners who IM us while we're on the air. As I'm talking to you, I can be chatting with a listener. And there's that mysterious mystery is taken away. How do you think that's changed radio?
I think it's changed radio the same way it's changed everything. And as a matter of fact, last year, it was one of the points that I made in my speech at this time of the year, in which I said one of the major things we all have to learn in the media is the magic is gone. Mm-hmm. There's no more magic attached to somebody being on the radio or on television, mm-hmm. or on the silver screen or being a newspaper columnist. You know, them and us, people in the media, breaking into the media and then having a life of celebrity that you're on that pedestal. Everybody out there today is in the media. Everybody out there has their own audience through their Facebook page, yeah. or their social network, or they're tweeting their peanut gallery of fans. Everybody out there is a filmmaker. Everybody out there has a television station in their house. So being on TV, being on the radio, being on anything is no longer magic. So that means those who perform have to raise the bar a little bit higher to do something that people will find
exactly.
compelling and interesting, exactly. as opposed to just being there.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
Being
right.
there. It's kind of the old Peter Sellers approach. We are more than just being there. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with some food for thought about this thing we call talk radio, conversation radio. Michael, see you tomorrow. It's 20 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tis 21 after the hour. Tis the season to be jolly. Ho, ho, ho!
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Las Vegas.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
You
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
There's a bit of a celebration going on. It's scheduled for October 15th, and it will involve three entertainers in what has been dubbed as the concert of a lifetime.
Oh.
U2. That's U2 right there. Richie, who you got next? Usher?
Sure. Yeah, Usher.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so in love. I find you finally. You make me want to say, oh, 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 oh.
Two different musicians.
Yeah. Get ready.
All right, the third participant in this concert of a lifetime is Lady Gaga. So it's Bono. This is Lady Gaga.
But where is this?
It's on the radio on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello. Welcome in, Roberta Fasanelli, the queen of sheep. How do I know? What are you talking about? Where is it? Where is the recording being made?
Yeah.
Who knows? Why'd you ask that?
She's asking where the concert of a lifetime is.
Yeah,
well, I hadn't gotten to that yet.
Right.
If you would allow me the
moment.
I thought
you didn't know. You're like, okay, you're telling us about something you don't know about.
No. Well, that wouldn't be the first time I'd done that. But.
Welcome to the first annual Alzheimer's convention. In case you just joined us, we're talking about the concert of a lifetime.
I did not. I wasn't finished talking about the concert. I was trying to establish who it was. No. If
where
you let me lead, because I am the leader, I am the host.
Am
this is Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Make me tell
you. So
you
might
want
to live dangerously and vicariously through me as I explain what is going on here.
You guys are killing me.
Actually, the concert is supposed to support the Clinton Foundation. It is a tribute to Bill Clinton and what the foundation has done with hundreds of millions of dollars that it has raised in the past 10 years. So it is going to be October 15th. Roberta?
Oh, I'm busy that day.
Oh, too bad.
Think they can change it?
I don't know. It's a call to see.
Yeah.
Get a hold of President Clinton.
Sure.
If he can move.
Hey, Bill. Yeah. It's Rich. How you doing?
Right. So, anyway, all of these people are going to be together. Big performance, and the money that they raise is going to support the Clinton Foundation, do other things. There are a lot of people who have donated a lot of money to the Clinton Foundation, big and small. You know, you can imagine how many people he can put the arm on. How many people do you think Clinton can call and say, hey, I need $1 million for this? Yesterday, remember the announcement that was made, actually it was made on Saturday. Clinton said that he and Boehner, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, were going to put together some sort of, they weren't clear, an event is how it was described, an event that would raise the other $10 million needed for the Shanksville, Pennsylvania Museum. And we were talking about that yesterday. I don't know if we ever clarified on the air what was going on. The fellow who owned the last piece of farmland, there was about 2,000 acres.
We didn't. We were talking about how the government used eminent domain to grab the land for
we were browsing about that.
Apparently, there are four or five parcels of land involved with four or five different owners, and they've made deals with some of the owners. But with one or two of the owners, they haven't been able to come to terms, so they used eminent domain there because they just needed to finish the deal and get it done.
Yeah. Right. Coming up in a few moments, the Queen of Cheap has some deals today from Sears, Target, and Restaurant.com. So if you're ready to check things out and have a happy time, Roberta Fasanelli with us here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about three eggs, any style, and how it affects your life. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot in the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. Three eggs any style. Sometimes we go to the restaurant, we take a look at the menu, and they give us a choice. They say we can have three eggs any style. Now, the average person actually takes either three fried eggs, three scrambled eggs, or what have you. But why? It does say three eggs any style. We have the right to say we want to have two fried eggs and we want to have one scrambled egg. And we should be able to do the same with our life. We get instructions in our life, and sometimes we just absolutely follow them without stepping out, without trying something new. Life gives us the opportunity to mix things, to change things. We need to read the instructions literally and figuratively and bring more value, more fun, more opportunities that everything in our life provides us with. So when we see three eggs any style, go for it. Enjoy the life that is prepared for you. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. This is Andy Greenberg.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
It's 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, focusing on lots of different things as usual. The 10th anniversary of September 11th. One of the things that wasn't blue sky, Roberta, earlier, we had a number of different angles to this. And as a result of somebody in the Associated Press sitting down interviewing 12 people who were involved in September 11th, and they were asked to describe visually what the day looked like. And each one of them had a different scene in his or her mind, given the different types of experience. One was an EMT person. The other one worked on the one of the towers. The other was a firefighter. Somebody else was worked in a store down the street, yada, yada. All of them said the same thing about one thing, and that was the blue sky. The day was a beautiful day.
Oh, it was gorgeous, yeah.
In terms of how the weather was. Other than that, they all went different ways. So I focused on that, and then I started reviewing again the intelligence reforms that were proposed but have not taken root. Apparently, there are still problems, and I only say this because I can't imagine that we as Americans accept this. With all the taxes, and you listen to these people talk about, oh, we've got to pay some more taxes. These agencies, there are 22 agencies that work in the Division of Homeland Security, 22, and they still have problems communicating with one another. They still, even though they've created more bureaucracy, but the bureaucracy has added to the problem instead of fixing the problem. According to the Director of National Intelligence in 2004, all of these spy agencies, there was a bipartisan commission, as a matter of fact, that looked at all of this stuff and came down once again for the umpteenth time with all of the changes that needed to be done. But it's amazing, and this goes kind of around to what I say all the time. We need two presidents in our country, one who takes care of PR and leading people in an esoteric way, and somebody else who's an administrator, because obviously you can't do both. Even though they try to, because presidents fail and administrations fail at getting all of this stuff put together. Why wouldn't you think there would be anything other than common sense? If you bring 22 agencies together and they're all doing the same thing, hello, shouldn't we be boiling it down to one or two agencies that are doing different things? Is that too much to expect? Am I a genius because I figured that out? I don't think so. I think it's just common sense. There's so much power here in all of this. And so many people talk about threats, and then everybody runs around, and they fall all over each other trying to figure out what's going on.
So
why would we not have one or two agencies and figure out how much money is being spent by Homeland Security and fix the problem? Yes, Richie.
The 9/11 Commission proposed 41 or 42 different things that should be instituted.
And yeah, I think none of them have been done.
No, they've instituted about two-thirds, apparently. But one of the big hang-ups is still communication. And here in Washington, I have to say, it looks like they've done a pretty good job on the communication issue as far as first responders, the police and the fire departments being able to talk with each other, because we've actually had a couple of situations where they've needed to use it and it did work well. Uh-huh. But you're kind of caught, because I know how you are about, for example, the Patriot Act.
Right.
Crazy, I don't want it, don't give it to me.
Well, it doesn't do anything.
On the other hand, we yell because the things that they say they're going to do, they haven't done fully. So isn't it better if they haven't done the things they say they're going to do that we don't actually want them to do anyway?
You know, that's an interesting question. It would depend,
I know.
Excuse me, on how in-depth, aren't you pleased with yourself, how in-depth we look at all these things. For example, the Patriot Act has made it virtually impossible for good students who heretofore would come to our country, get an education, and be able to stay on a visa and then find work, get a green card, eventually become a citizen. It is now virtually impossible for someone to come here and do that. And for what reason, what in the name of heaven is a reason to keep those people from contributing to our well-being? There is not competition, as we've proven 100 jillion times. Some people that come from various other countries who have an acumen for certain things.
Yet the people that we don't want here are still here, and we can't find them to kick them out.
We still get in anyway.
I mean, this is mindless stupidity.
So the only reason that the people who should be able to come here and should be able to stay here aren't here is because they're the ones who aren't hiding.
Yeah.
And we can actually find them to go, oh, you're not supposed to be here.
You can't be here. Yeah, right. And by the way, England did the same thing after September 11th. They did exactly the same thing. Meghan, my daughter, who had gone to school in England and wanted to live there, she was there for 7 years finishing her bachelor's degree and getting a master's and a doctorate. And so she wanted to stay there. Worked at the London Telegraph. Had a good job. The editor wanted to keep her there. And she would have gotten a green card had September 11th not taken place, because the old rule was if you're in residence for 7 years, you get permission to stay. Well, after September 11th, they changed it to 10 years. So that was the end of that. And we've done more or less the same thing, except we've been much more difficult to deal with in terms of who comes and how they come and why they come. And then we have these other things. This is the craziness. Listen to this. There's a program for farmers called the H-1A program, which allows people from various countries to come here to harvest. 6 months, usually. You come in April and you stay until November.
Like migrant workers.
Migrant workers, right. The H-1A program requires that you have a home that is acceptable to the federal government, to the state government, and to the local government. So
it was acceptable.
You have, well, acceptable is you cannot have a table, for example, that isn't made out of metal. You can't have wooden tables. You can't have plastic tables. You must have a table that they eat on that's made out of metal. That's one thing that is certainly very important to the health and well-being of
a table that is made out of metal.
And all
I don't have a table.
I don't have a table
made out of metal.
You couldn't have an H-1A. You could have no program. You couldn't have them come stay at your house. You couldn't have them stay at your house anyway. They have to have separate. They have to have separate facilities. But the plumbing has to be inspected and approved by a federal agent. Comes to the house.
Oh my
checks
goodness.
Out the plumbing. Then the state guy comes and checks out the plumbing. And then the local Board of Health comes and checks out the plumbing. And this goes on and on. This is just one example of hundreds of thousands of these things that go on. And we're paying for this through the nose. And these foolish people that think we need to pay more in taxes because we need to, you know, whether it's tax the rich or whatever the scam of the day is, instead of dealing, and that's why I say two presidents would allow us to have an administrator or an administrative president, whatever, however you want to call them, but that person deals with fixing all these problems that one human being can't possibly. Look at George Bush, how he looks today versus how he looked 10 years ago. Look at the guy. Look at Barack Obama after 3 years of getting his head handed to him day after day after day after day.
I don't think you could get two people that would be able to agree on anything. It would have to be a president of domestic policy and a president of...
Yeah.
Even those are so intertwined that you would be killing the other person if you had policy that directly
conflicted. Well, we better figure out how to do it,
because
what we're doing now does not work.
Well, I mean, the whole idea is that you have people underneath you. It's not supposed to be you handling everything.
No, it isn't. But you know what they all do. They all give the president's plan for this, the president's plan for that. You know the president come up with a plan. The president has his ministry there. Hey, how about this? And they look at it and they put his name on it. That's all that is. And so, anyway, it's worth, I think it's food for thought. Good to think about that sort of thing. In the meantime, thinking has brought us to our Queen of Cheap visit for today. And the Queen of Cheap has some really, really great things.
Oh, yeah.
From Sears and Target and Restaurant.com. So, Richie, why not give her official fanfare?
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's start with a freebie from Target. You can get a free sample of Kleenex Cool Touch tissues just in time for, I guess it's the allergy season and the cold season coming up. Jen has a cold today, the poor thing. So she should go to Target and get that free sample. You can
also
get it online.
Yeah, the reason Jennifer's not here today, by the way, is she does not feel well.
She doesn't feel well. Yeah, she's in New York. She's supposed to be here with me, but yeah, she doesn't feel well.
All right, so
I told her, if you have a cold, stay away from me. I don't want to get sick. Also, you know how I love Restaurant.com. I mean, it is like the best thing ever. And what I really love about it most of all is that it patronizes small community restaurants. And we have right now, they've got the new deal coming up. The coupon code is SAVE, and you can get a $25 gift certificate to a local restaurant that you really like for as low as $2. So that's basically, it's virtually free.
Wow.
You can also get a $50 gift certificate for $4. Now, this expires on the 14th, so don't delay. It's an amazing program.
I've used it several times. It's amazing, yes.
You know, and what I love about it is that it introduces you to local restaurants that maybe you never thought of going to.
Yeah.
So, and that's the whole idea of it, you know. To
so it won't get you into TGI Fridays, but it'll get you into, you know, your local pub or something like that.
Trattoria Mama and Dada.
Right, right.
It's
basically $25 off or $23 off your bill.
Mm. Exactly. So it's really great. If you got a group, usually you have to spend a certain amount of money. Sometimes for that $25 off, you have to spend at least $40, but still it's a huge
deal. I'm on the line.
Right,
I'm going to buy one right now.
Yeah, go buy one right now. Just put in your zip code, and they'll show you places close to you. And also, if you travel, what I do is I put in the zip code of where I'm traveling, and it shows me some restaurants in the area, too. Sears has a free portrait studio collage package and no sitting fee. I mean, heck, it's a great way to get some free pictures of yourself, your kids, you know, whatever, your dog, whatever you want to get pictures of. We've also got, it's coming up, it's not on the site right now, but we have an offer for a free Jell-O brain mold just in time for Halloween. If you want to, like, really gross out your family and friends, you can make a mold of a brain using Jell-O, and it kind of, you can combine colors so it gets kind of grayish and disgusting, and then you can, like, kind of cut into it and weird people out. And we also have a free subscription to Ski Magazine. Ski season coming up. This is a great opportunity. Get this. It's free. It's a year-long subscription to Ski Magazine. I mean, just fill it out and get the magazine. And these two items will also be coming up on the DougStefan.com website. The other stuff is already up there. So just go look for my pretty picture, DougStefan.com.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
He's not that excited. No. I'm on restaurant.com.
I am. No, I'm very excited about that. I think it's very cool. Very cool.
Well, are you on restaurant.com also, Doug?
I am, as a matter of fact. It's very uncomfortable. I got to move from restaurant.com over to DougStefan.com. 14 before the hour on the Good Day program. You
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Flu season has arrived, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that anyone ages 6 months or older should get a flu shot, including those who were vaccinated last season. This year, there's a new vaccine option designed specifically for people 65 years and older. Fluzone High Dose provides stronger protection to this age group, which is at a greater risk of severe illness from the flu. Says pharmacist Papatya Tamkut from CVS Pharmacy,
"We encourage individuals of all ages to protect themselves early with a seasonal flu shot. Seasonal flu can be unpredictable, and even healthy people can get seriously ill from the flu. For best protection, it's important to get a flu shot as early as possible."
Every CVS Pharmacy and Minute Clinic location across the country is administering flu vaccinations every day by immunizing pharmacists, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, including evenings and weekends. No appointment is necessary. For more information, visit cvs.com/flu or call 888-FLU-SHOT.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side, even special offers. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold. All right, so... Sao Paulo, Brazil, big television event last night.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer's not here, so I'll do the TV honors. Miss Universe, Lila Lopez.
Which one was she?
From Angola.
Ah, she was very pretty.
Crowned Miss Universe.
My wife had
smoothly
this
on. Smoothly handling an interview. Why does your wife like this?
She's Latina. The Latinas, they are all... over this
really?
Stuff. In the United States, we're the only one that's made it. We're the only country that's made it criminal to look at beautiful women.
Yeah.
Everywhere else around the world, they enjoy this.
What's your definition of beauty? I don't think these women are beautiful. I mean, what about
there's a couple in there you would have liked, Doug.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of them, I agree with you. They were skinny, but there was a couple in there. But the hot thing was my wife was Colombian, and Miss Colombia had to be reined in because she wasn't wearing any... undies under her dress the other day.
51 after on Good Day.
Uh-oh. Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Happy to have with us now our in-house expert on the mind and its mission. How's that? Michael McMaster. All those M's. Mind, mission, Michael McMaster. Is that okay? That works, right?
That's fine.
Yeah. All right. Let's, for a minute, Michael, if you check out DougSteffens.com, you can see a profile of Michael, what he's done with people over the years using all kinds of skills and tools to help people have a better life. You have used astrology as a tool over your years as an expert, right? Astrology is
a little bit,
factored in a little bit to what you do. What do you know about the astrology of America? I was told by several friends of mine, matter of fact, a person who's a friend of yours that first put me together with you, said that the September 11th astrological chart was the worst day in the history of the country from when it was born in 1776. So as a result of that, it is actually a great conversation to understand what was going on, or do we have people who understand? It's after that she was saying it. A year before it happened, nobody paid any attention to her. And that happens a lot with people who have sort of sensitivity and they have ideas and they try to pass them along and they get refuted or rebutted, do they not? You do that. It must happen sometimes to you. You get rebutted.
Oh, I do. But, you know, usually in time, you know, time sort of proves, you know, whether you're right or wrong in making these kind of predictions. But, you know, astrological-wise, it was. But what's also going on now is actually what they call like a time of growth and rebirth. So what's actually going to come out of 9/11 and what's going on in America now is exactly that, growth and rebirth. So the country actually becomes a lot stronger. It might have a little bit of a different direction, but it becomes stronger. But people who predict these kind of things, you know, are ridiculed until it actually happens.
Right.
And then, they're taken a little bit more seriously. But those same patterns happen in people's lives as well. You know, where they go through something and it's the same thing, it's growth and rebirth at the same time.
Yeah, sometimes people are impatient with the timing because most of that information is not time sensitive. It is, and that's what's frustrating oftentimes about the information. You can say America's, I was talking earlier this morning about blue sky. I don't know if you were listening to my focus on what there were 12 people interviewed by one of the news organizations as to their recollections of September 11th. They were all right there in New York. And they all had a different recollection based on their experience, except for one thing. They all, to a person, commented on how beautiful the blue sky was that day. And we all know that in terms of symbolism, blue skies mean optimism, mean
right.
moving forward, mean good stuff. And it sort of underscores what you're saying, that all of these things that have happened to us in the past 10 years that we grouse about do signal a change, a rebirth. And the question now is, when does it happen? That's what everybody's going to say to you, Michael, now. You said it's going to be better. When is, because people are miserable right now.
It's already going on. So, you know, the interesting thing, I read a great book called Time Wars. And we actually, as time goes on, we've actually expected things to happen in much quicker time frames, because if we work with computers and computers do things really quick, we become conditioned to believe that everything should happen that quick.
Yeah.
And you see, so that's what's happened to people as time goes on. Where maybe 200 years ago, you know, 5 years went by, people thought, oh, that's fine. That's, you know, worked well in that period of time.
Yep.
But we've become conditioned to believe everything should happen a lot quicker than what it actually does, you know, in reality.
So then how do we get over that so that we don't frustrate ourselves or, even worse, make ourselves sick? Because we all know stress creates illness.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in living in the moment. If you live in the future, you're living in frustration all the time because you're not there yet.
Yep.
But, you know, if you live in the moment, you can gain some peace and maybe a better perspective from that. So by living in the moment, you're not creating these stressful situations by, like, waiting all the time. Taking more joy out of what's going on now.
I will tell you that Michael has said that to me on a number of occasions, and I am learning. No, I am. I want to give you tribute because it's something you've been saying consistently to me when we'd ever have a conversation about what was going on. And it is something to remember, underscoring that we are in the now. You don't know. You can worry about tomorrow. Doesn't fix it. Doesn't bring about anything other than more worry. And perhaps the bottom line here is to go to Michael McMaster's website, michael-mcmaster.com, and maybe if it's hard for you to remember that, go to dougstefan.com, click on Michael's picture, and order one of his CDs. I think simple happiness prevails here in this conversation, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. If you can gain the wisdom in there, your life will become a lot happier very simply. It's very simple to do.
Simple happiness. A thought for the day. Michael-McMaster.com. Connect to him through DougStefan.com.